Hello and welcome to the 9th season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, the place that I want to talk about today is Chonburi province, and it does have quite a few districts off of it. The Pattaya is like one district, and Sattahip and Sriracha as well, which are very interesting places in their own right. So anyway, come on, let's talk about it. Well, you can't really talk about the Chonburi province without talking about one of the biggest attractions, one of the biggest attractions actually in that province, which would be Pattaya. Now, I first came to Pattaya probably around about sort of 10 years ago. Now, me and my wife, we love Pattaya. We like the Jontien Beach. That is really nice. We like the shops and the night bazaar and everything, and the hotels. But in Pattaya, you haven't just got the bars and, literally all the entertainment zones. You do have places to go and things to look at, like the Sanctuary of Truth is really nice. Getting yourself down to Jontien Beach as well is pretty good. And this place that we both love is the Nong Nok Botanical Gardens. That is an amazing place to go, and we went and we saw a elephant show there, and that was amazing. Now, of course, you have the floating market in Pattaya. That is pretty amazing. Now, a bit of advice, really, a general advice, really, when you're going to Thailand or any countries with that sort of a climate, if you don't like mosquitoes, you can get regularly bitten with regular bites from mosquitoes, so I would say sort of take some cream with you on mosquito repellent. Nickname for my wife, sometimes I call her Big Mosquito, and when you think about it, it's quite funny because the spray, she doesn't like the spray either, so she's a mosquito, and I say that lovingly. Now, the other place as well is Walking Street. Now, Walking Street is amazing for you, those of you who haven't been to Walking Street. It is a real treat. We like the bars with music. We like listening to live bands, cover bands. We have done, and we travel all over Thailand. And we were up in the northern part of Thailand recently, as you know, and we were enjoying the different sort of bands up there as well. So, there is a lot to do in actually, in Pattaya. The hotels, they can range from, say, 850 baht for some of those along the seafront. And you've got all the other ones, which can be about 1,000 baht, up to per night, up to whatever you want to pay. And they're all good. We stay in the Jontien Beach residences, which is a bit, to describe that, I think we paid about, I think it's about 1,000 baht. Per night, something like that, and sometimes cheaper, because they get very good deals on. So what we tend to do is sort of, it's like a little, you have like a little kitchenette as well, so and a fridge and everything. But there's a lot you can do. The Sanctuary of Truth was really brilliant, and the places to stay and to eat. I mean, the Robin Hood sort of tavern, that was good. If you like Falang food. And you can have your Thai food in all the different sort of restaurants. And if you like Indian food as well, you've got the Karma Indian restaurant. So there are many, many places. It's a real place for entertainment. Now, it's nice to see the Thais coming back to the beach now as well. You see families there all eating on the beach, and of course, I consider myself part of the Thai family as well. I speak Thai a little bit, Chan Pord Ni Noi Hap, but you know, just to get by. But Pattaya is famous. It started off a little bit like Bangkok, with just a fishing village, and then in history it changed. So that is just a small bit on Pattaya, because we're really talking about Chon Berry. Well, we've spoken about Pattaya, but now, you know, let's talk about another district in the Chon Berry province, which is known as Satatip. We've been there many times now. There is, you know, there is a big naval base there, and we have actually been, what they do a couple of times a year, and it does seem quite strange, is they do open certain parts of their training sort of beaches, which is, you know, a bit crazy. But going into the history, Satatip begins, well, it all started, so they say, with a woman, Dang, who owned much of the land in the Satatip sort of district. And she fell in love with the son of King Rama. And then they created, in a sense, Satatip, the actual sort of navy base and things along that. And by, I think, the actual sort of other little sub-districts, I call them, like King Banglam district, if I get the pronunciation right, which was actually down there on the 1st of April 1937. I think it became a full district in 1953. Well, there's a lot to do, and it happens to be our favourite botanical gardens happens to be within that district, and the elephant sanctuary as well, and Kuthantikhan, the elephant, basically the Buddha's mountain. I always have trouble in pronouncing that. And you have Saikrul Beach. That is an amazing, and Koh Kham, the diving. Now this place is amazing, where you can actually dive. When it's open, they do tend to shut it just to allow the coral reefs to come back. So you're spoiled for beaches, Bang Thray, Banan Ampor. There are a lot of beaches and restaurants. Yeah, it's crazy with the restaurants there. The restaurants there, actually, in Satatip, of many. Are absolutely many, and they vary. You've got something like the 609 Kitchen, which we like. This is basically Thai food, of course. And you've got Pebbles Bar and Grill as well, which is a really sort of nice place. But now, people always ask me, what's it like with the hotels? You can get hotels for under 1,000 baht per night. And these are luxury hotels by, you know, as I can't sort of, I keep on saying really just how good the hotels and the standard is in Thailand. But, you know, you can, it's the same, starting at about 1,000 baht, you can get them up to as much as nearly 20,000 baht per night. But the Serenity is sort of like resort Pattaya. As that's not like I've talked, you rent yourself your own little private villa if you fancy doing that. But you know, the resorts are nice as well. You know, the Palms Resort, and it's just got exactly what you're expecting. And the shopping is great as well. You've got lots of places. They have a big macro store there, as well as a big sea. We love the big sea, don't we? And you can get loads of food, and the shops about as well. This is what I love about Thailand, is the availability for stuff is fantastic. Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast. Then thank you ever so much for listening, and of course, put out a big shout to all our existing listeners. Thank you ever so much. Now, having come back from our travel all over the northern part of Thailand, it has been brilliant. We really did like our travel. We enjoyed our travel, starting at Chiang Mai, then we traveled on up to Lampang, and then right up to Chiang Rai. We have a soft spot for Chiang Rai as well. All the other places were fantastic, but I can see returning back to Chiang Rai at some point, I must admit. So we are also planning a trip as well to India, which is really interesting. But also, I nearly forgot, thank you ever so much for visiting our shop on Spring. It's great that you're enjoying the merchandise, just under the banner of Lonely Traveller Productions, of course, all about Thailand. That is great, and our special edition is going well, and also thanks to all our subscribers. So anyway, I'm going to carry on now and talking about Chongberi, which, you know, is one of the many amazing places around Thailand. Well, you have Sai Ratcha as well. We I had a branch down Bangkok Bank in Sai Ratcha at one point. You know, that was an amazing place, really. In looking around, and if you're looking around, let's just say for food, we noticed that there's two main things: fish and pizza. It's pretty amazing how pizza has taken off in that area. I've got a little story. We stayed in the Dikoko Hotel, which was like little shacks. It was amazing, beautiful hotel with fantastic music as well. And I said there's a little bit of a story at the end of the podcast coming soon, actually. About Sai Ratcha, but we enjoyed the place. There was shopping, there was the usual things, there was a big sea, there was markets, and everything about it. And you know, it was it's like a sort of sub district, a sort of town in a way, but a very nice town. Sort of like, I suppose, its history. It's actually being used as a part of the Ban Lam district. And there was like a massive sort of sawmill there. The hotels there are really good. Your average price per night actually is even less. 650 baht. We stayed in a really nice hotel for the night. So, but, you know, if you like traipsing and going around the markets, then this is another place for you. There's loads of markets, and there's tiny museum. I can't for the life of me remember the name of it now, but that was just going into how the town became obviously bigger due to the fact of the sawmill and everything else like that. It's a very beautiful place. Well, there are some big ports actually in sort of Thailand, but I think it's about five ports in the country, something like that. But two of the largest are actually down sort of, we've got Bangkok, in between sort of Bangkok, which was located. Now, we were talking about the one in Bangkok, weren't we? There was one before the large port that went up now that the land. Yeah, well, we'll talk about that in the future sort of podcast. But mainly it's sort of. Primarily, it's sort of located in the Lang Trabang, and it's a real gateway port. Now, I said that we've got relatives, we've got an auntie and an uncle that live in Chongberi, and this is on my wife's side of the family, and they are both of them are lorry drivers, and they drive around. They go to the container port because it is mainly container port. And it's a really, really big port. that serves pretty much the whole of the world. There is lots of goods coming in from China, lots of goods exported to China, and the UK as well, and Europe. And it is really a very, very important container port that has, for those of you that ever driven down, let's say if you're going on to Rayon or something like that, where you turn off to the left and track, go on to Rayon, then you turn and you go to Pattaya, you can see evidence of the container port because you've got all the lorries with the containers going down the road, down the freeway at you, so you are very aware. So anyway, we're coming up to the end of the podcast now, and I've got a story, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, this story sort of starts off in a hotel in Sriracha. And what it was, this hotel we were staying in, it was the Di Coco Hotel. Normally the bar is open and you can have some food and music. Really romantic place, fantastic place. But I think what it was, they were having a bit of refurbishment or something. Maybe the power had gone down. So we decided we were going to go out in the village that we know nearby and get some food. Now this place was quite out on the outskirts of Sriracha. So we started to go out, and it was starting to get dark, and we were starting to walk down the lane, and we noticed a dog. One soy dog, and then noticed a couple of other soy dogs. And I thought, well, this does sometimes happen, and something that you have to be very wary of. Do not approach the soy dogs or go attempt to stroke them. Not even the ones with collars. You know, it's best to stay away if you can. But we were starting to walk on, and you know, we both grabbed sticks for protection. And I said to Kong, I said, look, I think we really should go back, because these animals, you could hear them howling towards each other. Get in the area, and then you know, these are real sort of pack animals, you know. And it got to a situation where we had one younger dog in front of us, two dogs that were at the side, either side, and some behind. Now, the younger dog was out there, I swear, for something like a distraction and to distract you. And Kung shook a stick at one, and it growled. And at that point, I wanted to go back anyway. Prior to that, Kung turned around and she said, "I think we better go back." So we went back, and we did. They rustled up some food for us. They made some food for us. So it was great, fantastic hotel. Well, anyway, we're at the end of the podcast. Then thank you ever so much for listening, and it leaves me with nothing more to say but. Stay safe. Love you all.